You see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Amalam Puranam, Shukadev Goswami is extracting the sweetest essence from all of the Vedic literatures. It is described that the Srimad Bhagavatam is like the cream which is coming from the sweet milk of the Vedas. And therefore, in the narration of the life of Lord Ram, he is summarizing and taking the most important instructions in the most important parts of Ramayana. So here he is describing the glory of the Lord's devotee, Jatayu. Jatayu was living in the form of a very large vulture, a black bird. And Jatayu was a dear friend of Lord Ramchandra's father, Dasarath, and a pure devotee of the Lord. The glories of Jatayu are most munificent and worthy of being heard and studied by all aspiring devotees. When Sita was being carried away by Ravan, there was no one who had seen this ghastly act. The first person to be a witness of this great crime was Jatayu, who was at his resting place in the forests of Dandakaranya. When he saw Sita being carried away by the ten-headed Ravana through the sky, he understood and he knew that Ravana was the most formidable, the most wicked, cruel, the most vicious of all demons. And Jatayu himself was fully cognizant that he was an old man who was practically invalid, and therefore he could not fight as he could in years previous. It would have been very easy for Jatayu to just allow Ravana to fly overhead and remain silent and think, justify within his heart, I'm too old, there's no one to help me, there's nothing that I can do. After all, there was no one else around to criticize him. If he would have just allowed Ravana to carry on with his activities, no one would have ever known that he even saw the scene. Certainly, Jatayu was quite aware that he had very little chance of defeating this great asura in battle. But he had the heart of a pure devotee. And therefore his meditation was that whether I conquer or I am conquered is not what is important, but that every last drop of energy in my life is dedicated in the service of Lord Sri Ram. That is my only concern. Therefore, Jatayu, with everything he had left within his body, he stood forward and he challenged Ravana to battle. He had no one to help him. And it was a glorious battle. In this fight, Jatayu, he with his mighty wings, he knocked the crown of Ravana from his head. He cast Ravana down to the ground. Ravana saw that this Jatayu was certainly his match. So he had to put Sita off to the side. And with all of his arms, he began to fight. Jatayu took his mighty claws and began to scratch the body of Ravana. In fact, Ravana was practically defeated. Jatayu was fighting with such enthusiasm and with such strength and such skill that Ravana was being slaughtered. But as the fight went on, longer and longer and longer, Ravana, who was still young, maintained his strength, but Jatayu was becoming more and more and more fatigued. He was becoming more and more tired. Although he was certainly victorious in skill, due to his old age, he was exhausted. Taking advantage of the situation, Ravana, giving him no time to rest, took his sword and slashed the wings from Jatayu's body and left him laying there in a bloody and hopeless condition. And then he picked up Mother Sita and proceeded again to his destination towards Sri Lanka.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.